Good morning. It is 743. Galesburg's Morning News. Tab Erda, Tyler Gunn, Nick Isher. Thanks for being with us here on this Tuesday morning. Well, there's a it's becoming an annual thing now that the Knox County Sheriff Department puts on. The Knox County Triad Program, the Senior Police Academy. It's going to be starting in just a little less than a couple of weeks. And here to give us more information about the triad is Sheriff's Deputy Jackie Arthur. Jackie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for coming in with us here here this morning. How did you get this duty?
I asked for it.
Oh, you asked for it? See, that's great then. See, you're willing to do it. I mean, sometimes people don't want to be on there, scared to come on. But, I mean, we always like when the sheriff comes in, but his voice is just so much lower than ours. We're embarrassed.
He does have a great voice.
He does have a great voice, doesn't he? Especially on the air. Well, Deputy, thank you so much for coming in. So let's talk a little about the program itself, the Knox County Triad Program. I know we've talked about it on the air before. How many years has this been going on now?
Actually, in Knox County since 1997.
Wow, so a long time.
Yeah. It started in 1988.
Wow.
In Louisiana.
Okay. Oh, so it's kind of...
It's nationwide.
It's nationwide, okay. And not every place has picked it up. A lot have, and we've had it here for quite some time. Mm-hmm. So talk about what the Triad program is. And is Triad an acronym for something?
It is. Here in Knox County, we use it for the right information and direction.
Okay. All right. Well, explain what the Triad program is.
The Triad program... The way we use it in Knox County is one week I will go around and I do a physical check with the elderly. I go to their house, I sit, we talk, make sure that they're not being scammed, frauded, anything criminal. The next week I make a phone call, again, same thing. I kind of make that bridge that if something is not right, they have somebody to call law enforcement-wise, you know, bounce questions off, make sure that, you know, everything's kosher.
Mm-hmm. And that, you know, you mentioned the scams. That is so prevalent in this day and age, and there's so many, and a lot of them are really, really convincing. And I guess as, you know, if you've got elderly parents or grandparents, you just have to tell them, you know what, any call you get, if you have any question, please don't give them any information. Hang up or ask for their number, tell them you call them back, whatever, because if they don't give it to you, they hang up, you know it was a scam.
Correct.
There's just so many of them out there right now. So you go around and now is this just, the people that you go visit, are they people that have contacted or just kind of in general you go?
It's look, people that have come in contact okay. with some of them. Okay. Some of them have been scammed and frauded. That's how I've ended up with them. Some of them, one couple actually locked themselves out of their house and that's how I've come up in contact with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's, some of them have lost their spouse and they don't have anybody close nearby, and I'm kind of their only contact.
Okay. Well, which is really nice to have, and especially, I guess, again, if they don't have anybody else in their life, it's nice for them to at least if they have contact with somebody, it's somebody
in law enforcement.
that's a great thing. All right. So the Triad program, the Senior Police Academy, and this will go on.
8 weeks.
For 8 weeks, starting on Monday, January 21st, it'll be at the VFW. Talk about the Senior Police Academy and what that's about.
Senior Police Academy, we invite speakers to come in. It's on Mondays from 9 to 11:30. The speakers come in, and it's basically topics that for 55 and older. But anybody's invited. It's free.
That's a good thing.
Everybody loves free.
Yeah, I forget sometimes when I hear when you said 55 and older, it's like, okay, I just turned 56. I'm qualified for that. I always forget that in some respects, some restaurants, some places I'm a senior, and in some places it's an advantage.
Yes.
I guess for something like this, that's an advantage, right?
Right. you know, some of the topics, we have the V&A coming, we have CSI coming, we have actually the Sheriff's Department going to come and talk about scams and frauds. We do have the concealed carry guys come in. It's not a certified class, but they're going to go over stuff to see if those in my class want to take the concealed carry class. Defensive driving, again, it's a certified class, but the person that's coming is just going to do an overview to see if that's something that people are interested in, and then they can take the class later and get their certification.
Oh, that's really cool. Like I said, with the concealed carry and that you find out if, you know, that might pique somebody's interest in something
exactly,
like that.
Exactly, and that's why we did it.
Oh, that's really cool. All right. So, again, that starts, it'll be at the VFW here in Galesburg, 1001 Michigan Avenue, every Monday starting the 21st, and it'll go through March 11th, 9 to 11:30. So it's just a couple hours of your day.
You get
to meet some other people, I'm guessing, some coffee and refreshments maybe too.
Yes, it's the first speaker is for an hour, and then we have that half hour between where we'll have some snacks and some coffee. Yeah.
Yeah, and really interesting topics, and I guess geared toward seniors and things that are going to interest them, or things that they might not know are going to interest them that they probably need to know
about.
That is
correct.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the scams that you're seeing. I mean, there's so many. The one I'm seeing a lot of that they're talking about, and my mom actually got this call, and it's been at least a couple, if not 3 years ago, that, Grandma, it's your granddaughter. I'm in jail.
That's like, the most like, prevalent
and of course,
one.
Of course, you know, she was smart enough to say, well, which one? Your granddaughter. And then, of course, not saying a name. And then,
correct.
And then she said some other name. Said, yeah, that was like, well, sorry, I don't have a granddaughter by that name. But it's just, you know, you hope that they know their grandchildren or children well enough that they're going to know whether it's their voice. And they're not gonna. They're gonna say, "Hey, it's John." Is they're not gonna say, "Hey, it's your son or your." I mean,
right.
Who of us has ever called their parent or their grandparent and say, "Hey, it's your grandson"?
I mean, exactly. I've talked with several of them. We've tried to come, you know, tell them to have a safe word or just some kind of a word that, you know, when they call, they say, "Hey, what's the word?" And then they know it's their grandson. But yeah, that's the most prevalent one. In fact, that's the one that's gotten a few of my people.
Yeah, it's tough, and it's gotten to the point. I mean, as I think from millennials up to, because I've even got to the point now, you know, with caller ID, if I don't know the number,
exactly.
I don't answer the phone.
And that's
anymore.
Another thing we tell them. If you don't know the number, don't answer it.
Yeah. And if it's important, they will leave a message.
Correct.
That's the thing. So it's, and I know it's a different generation and they feel like they need to. I don't know what it is.
Yes. And I will say that some of them have asked how they found out. And I actually sat down with my phone and I Googled my name. And it brought up not only my name, but where I live and people that I'm associated with. And I said, this is the scary part.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody is safe.
Absolutely. That is scary. Because I, you know, I've never done that before. I guess I should try that just to see what comes up. I might not want to know about myself. But I don't know. but yeah, it's scary what is out there and the different ways that they can find it. All, you know, all these different hacks that have taken place for whether it was Facebook or whatever credit card companies.
Because that's what they were trying to figure out how they could associate their grandson with them. And I said, that's exactly how they did it. I'm assuming.
I mean, there's so many other things now. And, you know, I've gotten to the point now, I know we have the Clark Howard show on and he'll say, you know, if you're like getting gas at the gas station, never pay at the pump.
Yeah.
With a debit card. I always do, but the thing I do,
I
pull on the
to make
the
sure
card
it's secure.
To make sure it's not one that'll come off that's a temporary one where they're scanning your card.
Right.
I don't know, maybe I shouldn't do that even still, but I still do, but because it's like I don't want to go in the way that the reason they made this so I don't have to go in and
exactly.
be in line and
it's
all
so
that.
Convenient.
But, yeah. But then again, convenient for the criminals too.
Yeah, I will say that I had my card hacked not too long
really?
Ago. Yeah.
What's one of those situations with through a
I don't
store
know.
Or some
we
sort
don't
or
know.
Other,
I was actually out of town, and I got a phone call that said that my card was being used in California.
Oh, my goodness.
And when I went to the bank, they said, do you ever pay at the pump? And I said, yeah. They said, don't do it anymore.
Wow. Yeah. And so I don't even the pulling on, I don't even know if that does any good, because some of the stories I've read, it sounds like there's things that they somehow get implant in there, which I don't know how they do that since those things are sealed
correct.
By whoever, the ag department or whoever. But it's crazy that's. And it's sad that such smart people, when it comes to technology, are using it
for
bad.
That. Yeah, use it for something that would help.
And you're smart.
Cure cancer.
Yeah, right. I mean, you're going to make a boatload of money if that's what you're in it for. You're smart enough that that's why I don't understand what, you know, people, the hackers and all that. I never have figured that one out. Goodness. All right. Well, Deputy Jackie Arthur joining us from the Knox County Sheriff's Department, the Knox County Triad Program. And that you'll start that when? Over the next week or so? Or?
We start January 21st.
Okay. So that starts same time in the Senior Police Academy, again, at the VFW here in Galesburg on 1001 Michigan Avenue. And again, the Senior Police Academy, every Monday starting January 21st through March 11th, it goes from 9 to 11:30. And run down some of the speakers again.
Okay. So the first week we have Concealed Carry with Steve Davis and Gil Lewis. Week two, we have prepaid funerals and cremation with Mark Thomas. Actually, I call him boss because technically if something happens, he is my boss.
Well, I guess that makes sense. I call him boss sometimes too, just because.
Week three, we have the V&A with Megan White and fire safety with Randy Hoven. Week four, we have sex offenders with Beth Pearson and 9/11 communications with Amanda Jennings. Week five, we have CSI with Garrett Tasker. It might be a different speaker, but CSI is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Week six, we have scams and frauds with the Knox County Sheriff's Department. Week seven, we have defensive driving with Judd Glow and alternatives for older adults with Amy Belsky. And week eight, we have the discussion with the sheriff and the graduation.
All right. So some really great speakers, really interesting stuff. Again, for those 55 over seniors, the Senior Police Academy getting underway Monday, January 21st. Let me ask about you and your background. How long you've been in law enforcement?
14 years.
Wow. And the whole time with the Sheriff's Department
that
here?
That is correct. I started off in the jail and then moved to the road.
What piqued your interest in law enforcement?
I was working in the hospital and I wanted to do autopsies for a living.
Uh-huh.
And
That seems like a natural, right? Speaking of Mark Thomas being your boss,
I know it. I know it. And in fact, it was weird because he would come in and we'd go down to the morgue together.
Yeah.
I realized that I was going to have to go back to school for all these years. And by that time, I was 30. I was old.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I know.
Yeah.
But I'd always kind of been interested in it and realized that I could still go sit in autopsies. I just wasn't going to be able to do them. And I have. I've gone to a few, but it's more of helping people.
Yeah.
I always kind of like that part, too.
You know, it's nice, and we appreciate people like you because there are people like me that it's like, we have an interest in it, but it's too dangerous, and we're glad somebody else is willing to put up with the danger. And it's not only that, things that you see, there's things we don't think of sometimes coming upon an accident. Like you figure, okay, well, paramedics, that's what they're trained. They've seen that stuff, which is still not easy. The fire and police, I appreciate you what you do and everybody, all the first responders and law enforcement, because I couldn't do it.
And I think that's why this program came so easy to me too, is because it's helping people.
Absolutely.
And I love sitting and talking to people.
Now, is there any registration? Or they didn't just need to
show
up?
They can call the sheriff's department.
Okay.
They can show up. But if they call the sheriff's department.
The non-emergency number.
Correct.
You don't need to call 911 for that.
Yes. The 345-3733. And you'll get a nice little voice of my secretary, Johanna. And hit extension 3.
Okay.
And that'll go to my voicemail. Just leave your name and your phone number. And I'll get you signed up. That's all there is to it. Technically, you don't need to sign up, but then that way I kind of have an idea how many is going to be there, so we get enough goodies.
Mm-hmm.
And have enough. We should have plenty of room at the VFW. It's
right.
Plenty of room for people, but that way we have enough.
Program that's been going on for quite a while just here in Knox County.
Yes,
even
9 years. The senior academy has been going on for 9 years.
Yeah, so a really nice program. And again, starts Monday, January 21st, 9 to 11:30 at the VFW Hall here in Galesburg. Runs each Monday through March 11th. Knox County Sheriff's Deputy Jackie Arthur joining us. Anything else we need to know about the Triad program or the Senior Police Academy?
No. Just like I said, if you have the elderly parents or anything and have any questions, give me a call.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a call at the office, Sheriff's Department. Again, you can stop in or give me a call at the 345-3733 number anytime. If I'm not in my office, please leave a message. I will call you back. If you think your parent needs checked on, again, leave their number, their name, address. I can do that.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And again, thank you for your service and what you do for our community.
You're welcome.
Best of luck with this. Hopefully we'll get a lot of people involved.
Thank you.